Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, it's 219. You know, there are some things that you just can't turn away from because you can't believe what you're seeing. And that's how I feel every time I'm watching a meeting take place on TV in Dalton. And a lot of it centers around a mayor by the name of Tiffany Henyard that I think many of you are familiar with. We've talked about her extensively. Heck, the whole nation's been talking about her. Bert Odelson has been on with us over the course of the years on many different issues, but in the issue of Dalton, he's been on because he represents the trustees. And that has resulted in a lawsuit against him. Bert, how are you today?
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I am doing well. So line five here says, Defendant Bert Odelson is a partner at the law firm known as Odelson, Murphy, Frazier & McGrath Limited, which also provides legal services to Chicago area municipalities. That's true, right?
Very, very true. Yes.
Yeah. And so then, Bert, I get further down in the lawsuit, and WGN comes up, and we look back at February 23rd, 2024, and sure enough, you joined us after 5 p.m. that day. That's included in this lawsuit. What the heck is going on?
Yeah, that's a very good question. As you know, I have been representing the majority of the village board in Dalton for 2.5 years, giving them advice, defending lawsuits. Tiffany Henyard has been represented by Mr. Delgado, and the beat goes on. And this came as a surprise to me, and quite frankly, I have better things to do in representing my clients than defending a baseless and meritless lawsuit.
Well, and it seems like this is another distraction from the real issue of what's going on in Dalton and what the constituents of Dalton and Thornton Township want done. It's just another distraction. Is that a fair assessment?
That is a very fair assessment, except it goes to another level. Lawyers generally don't sue lawyers. And I know Mr. Delgado for a good number of years. And it surprises me because if you read the lawsuit, all of my actions come on behalf of the village board as legislative counsel and on behalf of the people. And we haven't been paid in 2.5 years.
Well, so, it seems like they haven't either. In fact, I did read the lawsuit, and that's how I knew that WGN was mentioned in it. But yeah. Delgado Law withdrew from representing Tiffany Henyard, the mayor of Dalton, in April, right? Because they had not been paid.
Well, that's partially true. He or his lawyers in his firm still show up at meetings and still sit next to her. If you look at all the video, if you look at the picture and the trib today, you'll see a really cozy picture of Mr. Delgado and Tiffany. And they had been paid for over 2 years, and I don't know the exact number, but it's somewhere close to $1 million for defending the suit.
There is a story written by Maggie Dooley today, and in that story that's been published, this is how it reads. It says, Delgado Law withdrew from representing Henyard in the village in April after the firm had not been paid. The firm sent a letter to Henyard and the trustees saying the village was facing millions of dollars in judgments from pending several cases and could be on the hook for millions more from nearly 24 current lawsuits. That's what she reported. And of course, the mayor has been the center of controversy, and it seems like no one's bills are being paid in that town. Is that a fair assessment?
No, it's not. There are bills being paid, but not all the bills that have been approved by the board have been paid, including our firm's bills for the last 2.5 years. Mr. Delgado's firm has been paid. Recently, they have not been paid. That is a correct assessment. But he had been paid for the last couple years. I understand close to $1 million, like $980,000. So he, even though he says he has withdrawn, which we know he has from a number of litigation cases, his firm still shows up at the village board meetings
and
sits next to her.
It's unbelievable for most of us on the outside watching what is happening. And in the midst of this, our former mayor, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, is involved. Yes. And she has she has involved federal entities, correct?
That's correct. And she was hired by the board to do a thorough investigation as to the people, the money, where's it all gone. And quite frankly, that we are working with her, and she was an excellent federal prosecutor and knows her way around. And yes, she's doing a very good and thorough job in investigating.
So this lawsuit against you, Bert, and your firm, they are also asking for a jury trial. You're a lawyer. What's the thought behind that?
The thought is that they're entitled to have a jury if it goes that far. My lawyer has some other thoughts, which we'll leave for the court. And I have other thoughts, too, but I'm not going to litigate this in the press. All the people I've gotten many calls, Lisa, since this has been filed by mayors and by residents of Dalton, and, saying, hang in there. You're on the right side.
Well, I think a lot of people believe that. Yes. And what's interesting, again, you've got lawyers suing lawyers. You have to lawyer up. You're a lawyer yourself. And what needs to be done in Dalton is not being done. Again, a big distraction that takes everything away from Tiffany Henyard and puts it on other people when she seems in the past to have been identified as the person causing the issues.
I couldn't agree more, except, wait, it's not lawyers suing lawyers. It's a lawyer suing a lawyer. I'm not suing anybody. I'm defending the village from many lawsuits and many other things, and we're doing the work of the village. And, again, not getting paid.
Right.
But we're not going away either. And that was the whole crux of why she isn't paying. We're not going away. We're not quitting.
And when's the next meeting? Is there another meeting coming up that you'll be in attendance and the Delgado people will be in attendance?
There is another village board meeting. We generally don't go to because it's chaos and bedlam at every meeting, and we don't need to subject ourselves to that. When they call special meetings, and Jason House is the mayor pro tem, we go to those meetings because we do business there.
And I think, Bert, that's why the TV cameras show up, because they know there's going to be chaos, and it makes for good TV.
Yeah, yeah. And that's exactly why they go to the meetings, and it's exactly why we don't go. We had, the four trustees are very capable of handling themselves. They don't need a lawyer there billing the village when there's chaos going on. So that's why we don't go.
Well, I really appreciate you taking our call today, and I wish you the best.
Always,
and I thank you,
Lisa,
for everything that you've done to continue to keep us up to date. And I'm sorry that you're having to deal with this as well, but we appreciate your time, Bert.
It's no problem. Thanks, Lisa. Anytime. Take care.
You too. That is Attorney Bert Odelson on 720 WGN. Boy, that story just gets crazier and crazier out there in Dalton. It really does. Mayor Lightfoot did indicate she was being paid, right, Steve? Did she come out and say something last week that she, or she's just announcing how much it's costing for her services?
You know, Lisa, I'm not an authority on that. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, Bert will keep us up to date. There's no doubt about it. Coming up before 3 o'clock, Alex Capriello. He is the national correspondent for News Nation. He's covering Alec Baldwin's trial. The jury has been chosen, and this is all about the shooting that resulted in a death on the movie set of Rust. That is on the way after Steve's news on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.